Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Zero Chastity. So let's go ahead and get started. Her breasts seem to practically leap out of hiding. Suddenly, he felt something soft and warm on his face. He felt her body heat on the padded bra she'd thrown at him. She threw both hands in the air and stood there with a wide grin plastered on her face. She had her bra on his face and noticed Sayako's black lacy panties in her hand. Or he had her bra on his face and noticed Sayako's black lacy panties in her hand. He was shocked, speechless, his mouth opening and closing uselessly like a carp in a pond. The first thing he stared at was her nude torso. Her white, plump breasts almost seemed to defy gravity with their roundness. Her light pink areolas were covered in tiny goosebumps, testament to the air conditioning. Sayoko's nipples were very different compared to Mitsuko and Soko. The upward tilt of her nipples seemed almost dignified, a fitting match for a sophisticated aura. Do my breasts turn you on enough? Grinning devilishly, she brought her hands up to her breasts and covered her nipples. She was partly teasing him, but the other reason soon became all too clear. There's more to me than just my tits, you know. Giggling almost evilly, she suddenly twirled around with a grand flourish. He caught a glimpse of her pert butt before coming face to face with her pubic hair. The pale patch of hair fluttered in the breeze as if enticing him to look closer. Sayoko-san, you smell so much sweeter since you took your clothes off. He couldn't seem to tear his gaze away as he spoke up absent-mindedly. Sayoko suddenly reached down as if she had been waiting for him. It was the dirtiest ventriloquist act he'd ever seen. She placed two fingers to either side of her pussy lips, opening and closing them as she spoke. Get down for a closer look. Don't be shy. With all the blood in his body centered in his cock, he felt like he might faint. But he got down on his knees, just like she told him to. I might look like I'm just playing around, but don't you think I'm beautiful? His eyes were glued to her pussy as he nodded over and over like a wiener. Her smutty pussy was just as different from the other two women he'd slept with as she imagined. Her pussy was designed to tantalizingly squeeze every last drop of sperm from a man. It looked soft and inviting, much different from her mom and older sister's pussies. If he had to describe it in one word, it would simply be tight. Mamoru-kun, you're not going to get any studying done at this rate. Giggling with glee, she pointed the tip of her finger at Mamoru's crotch. Between Sayako's pleasure and his humiliation, his cock was harder than ever. On your feet. You gotta answer your teacher when she asks a question, so... She bopped him on the nose with the tip of her finger as she commanded him to get up. Leaning over slightly to reach him on the ground was enough to start those plump breasts jiggling. You're right, I won't be able to study like this. The scent wafting from her voluptuous breasts was tantalizingly sweet. He wanted to rub them, suck on her nipples, squeeze them. His cock throbbed in his boxers, his lust pure and unbridled. Well, I guess there's only one thing to do. I went out of my way to help you study, and all you can think about is sex like a dirty little monkey. I'm sorry, I'll try harder. Oh, you will, huh? That's boring, though. I'm sure you could concentrate better after fucking your teacher, though, right? Mamoru had no answer in the face of such certainty. Everything she said was true, after all. I'm waiting. Yes, of course. If I had sex with you, I'd be able to concentrate. So pick one. You want to fuck your teacher or your big sister? Or is it a college student you want to fuck? It sounded like a trick question, similar to his essay problems from earlier. Mamoru answered truthfully. All of the above. I want to sleep with all the gorgeous... What? I want to sleep with the gorgeous, sweet, slutty Sayoko-san. Ah ha ha, you're awful. And here I thought you were such an honest and serious student. Her teasing only turned him on more. She licked her lips sensuously, her soft skin glossy with saliva. So Mamoru-kun, are you a virgin? Just like with Silco, he had no idea how to answer. He hesitated, knowing he couldn't tell her he wasn't a virgin. I guess it's obvious. You're so awkward around girls, and you clearly have no idea how to handle your dick. Her mischievous smirk looked so much like Mitsuko and Soko's. It was the look of a female who knows they've got a man by the balls. I guess I gotta help you with your cock as well as your homework. Her words made perfect sense even to his addled brain. It was outrageously clear what she meant. Calling me gorgeous was the right move. I'm in a pretty playful mood. She twirled her fingers in front of his face as if trying to catch a dragonfly. She traced those same fingertips down her breast over her perfect belly button and between her legs. I'm pretty wet from all the ogling you were doing earlier. Mamoru's eyes were drawn to her soft curves, painting a line from her firm breast down to her rolling hips. He felt almost disgusted at how turned on he was by her hot body. He wanted to fuck her badly. Her radiant limbs seemed to practically shine. Come on, Mamoru-kun, get those boxers off already, she whispered, her soft, sultry voice turning him on. Okay. He yanked his boxers off, the fabric catching momentarily on his stiff cock. Now it's fair, don't you agree? His cock throbbed in reply as her tongue traced every inch of her lips. He was about to fuck Sayoko. He could feel his self-control slip away at the joyous thought. She got down on all fours, her legs spread wantonly wide. She thrust her silky, smooth, round butt towards him. From between her muscular thighs, he saw her pussy lips peeking out from either side of her slit. Wow, I can see everything. Of course, this wasn't the first time he'd seen a pussy. A man can't help but look at a pussy, especially when presented to him on a silver platter. The closer I looked, the more I realized how unique each pussy is. He couldn't help but compare the three pussies. After all, he'd seen two very different ones just yesterday and the day before. I can't believe how fascinated you are by my pussy. You're making me blush. As she spoke, she wiggled her butt from side to side enticingly, clearly not embarrassed at all. With her pussy on full display before him, it was hard to ignore her plump pussy lips practically dripping with juice. Her dark slit twitched open and closed like some obscene invitation for his cock. Her white thigh, smeared with pussy juice, brought back memories of his sexual escapades with both Mitsuko and Soko. He wanted to fuck her so bad. He could feel his heart race as he stared at her pussy hungrily. Mamoru-kun, you can't just dive in without a little prep work first. Prep work? He hesitated, unsure what she meant. I guess that means she's gonna teach me about how sex works first since she thinks I'm a virgin. He couldn't tell her he'd already had sex twice before. A part of him felt bad for lying by omission, but another part was excited by the prospect of Sayoko teaching him how to turn her on. Having an older woman guide you in the joys of sex was a dream come true, an experience any guy would die to have. What do you mean by prep? He spoke slowly, trying to hide his overly excited cock. We need to start with some finger exercises. Use your fingers to play with my pussy and turn me on. Okay, I've seen this enough times in porn. Ahaha, I can't believe you'd admit that to a girl. She laughed at him, but not maliciously. Being able to play with such a stylish, elegant woman like Sayoko, he felt his heart leap with joy as his fingertips reached out for her pussy. His fingers sunk into her wet slit. He coated his fingers with pussy juice before pulling back her clit hood and rubbing his thumb over the nub gently. Going straight for the clit? Momoro-kun, you clearly watch way too much porn. Sayako moaned as he continued rubbing her sensitive clit. He watched as her clit throbbed under his finger, pulsing in time with her heartbeat. This is what happens when I tease her here. As he continued playing with her clit, he let his other fingers roam over her pussy lips and urethra opening, making sure no part felt neglected. Her flowing juices helped keep his fingers nicely lubricated. He let his slippery fingers run over her wet slit. As his fingers played over her pussy lips and her pink slit, he felt a small puff of air escape from her urethra and with each tremble of her body. I'm impressed. It feels so good. Momoro-kun, are you some kind of pussy whisperer or just really horny? Oh god, it feels so good, she says. She spoke teasingly, but couldn't hide how turned on she was. Her pussy was too wet for that. Her fingers played around her clit, nestled in the valley between her labia majora and minora, without directly touching it. He took his sweet time, savoring every moment. You're turning me on so much, I can't believe you're a virgin. Ah! Time to stop playing around. Ah! Her pussy felt so soft. The softness of her skin against his finger was like nothing he'd ever felt before. Her designer pussy truly was one of a kind. All he wanted was to stroke it over and over. He still wanted to fuck her, but opportunities to tease such a perfect pussy don't come along every day. He ran his thumb over her slit in time with each throb from his hard cock. Ah, I'm gonna come if you keep teasing me like this. True to her word, he watched her pussy twitch open and shut as if begging to be fucked. The strong musk of her pussy wafted up from her slit, and unable to help himself, he plunged his fingers deep inside her. I can't stand it. I can't take it anymore. I need you to fuck me. He gripped his cock wet with pre-cum, his hands soaked with her juices. Okay, here I come. I'm dripping wet, so stick it in. He rubbed the tip of his dick against her wet pussy. The head quickly became drenched in her juices as he teased her. Wow, her pussy feels so warm. Only the tip of his cock was inside, but he felt a wave of pleasure race up his spine. Her pussy almost seemed to suck him in, the soft inner walls feeling like soft jelly. Ah, your cock is so hard. It feels amazing. Yeah. Her butt cheeks quivered in pleasure as he began slowly pushing himself inside her. With her bent over doggy style, he had a nice view of her round white butt cheeks and gorgeous back. Being able to see her pale asshole and soaking wet pussy only turned him on more. Your pussy feels so tight. He felt countless folds of flesh envelope and cling to his cock, the head bumping out against the ceiling of her pussy. The minute differences between her pussy and Mitsuko and Soko's only turned him on more. Seemingly used to it, she smiled at him and couldn't help but feel a rush of pleasure in her words. That's so nice. Keep fucking me like that. If you make me feel good, I'll do the same for you. I didn't realize, like, they got the windows all the way open over there. Like, anybody can look and see what's going on, and his ass is just sticking right out of that window there. So if anybody's walking by, they're probably seeing this shit. Like, what the fuck? That's so nice. Keep fucking me like that. If you make me feel good, I'll do this. Okay, she said that already. Oh, okay. Just tell me what you like. He hesitantly began rocking his hips. Her pussy walls clung to his cock each time he withdrew. With each thrust, he felt the head of his cock bump up against her cervix, a pleasurable sensation completely different from the rough walls deep inside her pussy. Oh god, it's so good. Your cock feels amazing. Momoro-kun, simply divine. Thick pussy juice squished out with each thrust, lewd squelching sounds filling the room. Each time he fucked her, her puckered anus would twitch open and shut. I can see so much different from this position. It makes the whole experience feel so much different. As he pulled out, he was hit by the musky, slightly sweet scent of her pussy. He continued fucking her to his heart's content, savoring every inch of her hot pussy. Ah, I can't believe this is really your first time. Seems like you're a fast learner. Guess my offering at tutoring you... What? At tutoring you... Oh, okay. Guess my offer at tutoring you paid off. Her eyes narrowed in pleasure as she squeezed his cock with her pussy, matching his strokes. Wow, you suddenly got even tighter. You feel so good. Her pussy squeezed his cock tightly as he thrust in, pleasure racing through his body. Her pussy walls clung to his cock greedily as he pulled out, covering the shaft with juice and stimulating it all the way down to his balls. Ah, prime pussy. Just hearing the word caused a rush of almost unbearable pleasure to sweep through his body. Perhaps it was hearing her talk dirty to him. Perhaps it was seeing her act like a slut. A mature, classy woman was using his body like a sex toy. Being able to experience such a dreamlike fantasy made his cock throb and jerk uncomfortably. Ah, I can feel your cock twitching inside me. That thick dick of yours feels... I'm not gonna read these parts. You're the one who's bad, with prime pussy no less. What are you talking about? No way. I absolutely don't. I don't hate it. As she teased him, Momro continued fucking her, awkwardly but eagerly. It was easier for him to thrust with her bent over as he could focus on nailing her with his dick and not accidentally smacking her breasts. Lewd wet squelches filled the room each time their hips collided with a meaty smacking sound. Each thrust brought a loud, wet slap, making him feel like he was punishing her. Her ample ass jiggled with each thrust. He fucked her faster and faster. His sexual instincts quickly took over. Each thrust seemed to make her pussy wetter and wetter. The wetter she got, the stronger her musky scent became. Her smell so completely different from Mitsuko's and Soko's. He felt her pussy walls pulse on his cock as she moaned in pleasure. Her anus would clench shut each time her pussy squeezed him, as if urging his hips to thrust deeper and faster. Ah, yes, fuck me hard. Fill me up. Whatever, I'm not doing that. All he could hear was the sound of their flesh slapping together and her screams of ecstasy. With each breath he moaned, her pussy squeezed him tighter, drawing him deeper. His throbbing hard cock was at the mercy of her pussy, which kept almost rhythmically squeezing him over and over. When he lost his virginity, he let Mitsuko take the lead. With Soko, he managed to take over about halfway through. This time, however, he was completely in control. He was free to control the pace, devouring her body with his eyes and his cock as he fucked her faster. His cock felt like it might pop at any moment as he fucked her frantically. Her voice shook with pleasure as she waggled her hips from side to side. This way her hot sloppy pussy clung to his cock, sent waves of pleasure coursing through his body. He continued fucking her, increasing the friction between his hard shaft and her hot pussy walls. His entire world was his cock fucking her, the pleasure steadily increasing with each hard thrust. He fucked her hard enough to impact her speech. With each slap of his hips against hers, he was rewarded with a loud, lewd smacking sound. The bed springs creaked alarmingly underneath them. Her butt cheeks jiggled and her full breasts, mostly hidden by her back, swayed back and forth. He could smell her musky, slightly sweet scent dripping from every pore of her body. Her pussy was squeezing him so deliciously, he realized he was on the verge of coming. Sayoko-san! Sayoko-san! Overwhelmed with pleasure, he screamed out her name, fucking her harder and faster. Her body began writhing in pleasure as she screamed out in ecstasy. Her butt cheeks rippled with each slap of his flesh against hers, beads of sweat collecting in the downy hairs in the small of her back. Sayoko-san is so hot! Gulping nervously, he felt a surge of indescribable satisfaction. He let his sexual instincts take over completely. Copious amounts of sticky juice squished out of her pussy, accompanied by lewd squelches each time he fucked her hard. As he continued thrusting in and out, the room filled with the combined scent of his pre-cum and her juices, her pussy leaking a thick, cream-like fluid onto the bed. Oh God, your stamina's out of this world. I'm not doing that, guys. As she screamed out in ecstasy, he suddenly felt his balls constrict. A hot, tingling sensation at the base of his cock warned of his impending orgasm. Sayoko-san, I'm going to! Sayoko, the beautiful, playful, sophisticated city girl, was getting off on his cock. The thought made his urge to come even stronger. This was the third time in a row he'd been allowed to come inside a girl's pussy. He fucked three girls, and all three times were raw. Mamoru was truly taken aback at their willingness to let him act so selfishly. You sure? She told him in between thrusts, an impish smirk on her lips. Her pussy squeezed him, pulling him in deep as if begging for his cum. You can come inside me. Go ahead. Fill me with your... No, I'm not. No, guys, I'm not doing that. His hips were a blur before she could finish her words. The mature and sexually experienced Sayoko's moans were so sweet. She shook her ass greedily from side to side, begging him to fuck her. It made her look so unbelievably lewd and dirty. He felt more aroused seeing Sayoko, a sophisticated lady, act like a slut. She moaned over and over, and he felt the overwhelming desire to make her writhe in pleasure. She thrust her hips back to meet his, fucking herself, savoring his cock. His balls and her clit were soaked in their combined juices, which squished out of her pussy with each thrust. The fleshy walls of her pussy sucked him in each time he fucked her, coating his dick with juices. Her pussy gripped him tightly, and pleasure raced through his body each time the head of his cock rubbed against the back of her pussy. Sayoko-san, I can't! I'm gonna come! His cock felt ready to burst as she squeezed him tighter than ever. Fiery hot walls of her pussy clung to his cock, squeezing and sucking him in deeper. He watched her quivering labia and twitching anus excitedly as he kept fucking her. With Sayoko writhing in intense pleasure, Momoro couldn't hold back any longer. Ugh! Ah! He grabbed her hips as he fucked her as hard as he could, the floodgates open. His mind was temporarily overloaded by pleasure from his orgasm and the sensation of filling her pussy with sperm. His body trembled all over from the sheer satisfaction of fucking Sayoko. The room was filled with Sayoko's screams of ecstasy, intoxicated with pleasure. With Sayoko bucking madly underneath him, he kept fucking her, filling her uterus with buckets of sperm. Oh God, it feels so good. Your thick cock is so deliciously amazing. Ah! No, I'm not doing that again. As he listened to her breathless moans of pleasure, he continued pumping every single last drop of sperm into her pussy. He succumbed to the intense pleasure, filling her pussy with endless cum. She tried to pull away from his cock, her moans almost sounding like screams, but he simply pulled her back onto his dick, fucking her furiously. A veritable cocktail of cum, pre-cum, and pussy juice enveloped his cock, sending waves of meltingly hot pleasure shooting up his spine. Oh, she sure, As he ground the head of his cock against the back of her pussy, he moaned almost reluctantly. Still wanting to savor so much more of her pussy, which clung so sweetly to his cock, he began pulling out. With a wet pop, he pulled his dick out of her pussy. It had been a while since his musty cock felt a breeze. Huh? Huh? He slumped over as if he'd been drained of energy. He looked to see Sayoko's pussy, previously filled with his thick cock, still gaping wide open. It twitched, open and closed, over and over. She wiggled her gorgeous ass from side to side as thick, white fluid dangled from her pussy, swaying with her movements. It was pretty obvious she wasn't embarrassed by him staring at her, not one bit. A flood of cum and pussy juice gushed out from her slit, slippery strings dripping from her plump lips. The room was thick with the smell of sex, and Momoru felt his cock stiffening again. He absolutely couldn't mention this was his third day in a row of filling a girl's pussy with gallons of cum. Even Momoru couldn't believe he had this much sperm in his body. I can't believe I can come this much and still be so hard. Did I do okay, Sayoko-san? His eyes were glued to her pulsing slit as he spoke, trying to catch his breath in between words. She says it's definitely a study session I'll never forget. You worked hard and you made your teacher really happy. She stared straight ahead as she answered him. Unable to see her face, it almost looked like her pussy was talking. But Sayoko-san, you're so overwhelmingly sexy. Heh, thanks. Well then, Now your balls have been sucked dry. You should be able to focus on your homework. A wash in guilt and remnants of pleasure. He nodded repeatedly. After coming that much, you would definitely be able to pound the books tonight. But he wanted to pound something else first. Half dazed with pleasure, he picked her up and threw her on the bed. There was still some time before dinner. With the scent of sex all around them, Bomberu thoroughly devoured every inch of Sayako's perfect body. It was once again morning in the Soma household. 10 days had passed since Momaro moved in. Do you want more food, Momaro-kun? I'm good for now. Got enough pickles? I still have lots. You always have such a healthy appetite every morning. Health is wealth, as they say. As usual, Mitsuko and Soko were bustling around, making sure he was well taken care of. Sayako did her own part by chatting with him while he scarfed down breakfast. Thanks. Marmo couldn't help but feel a tad awkward after eating breakfast while knowing he'd slept with almost every woman in the room, including the head of the household. On top of that, he had to pretend he was still a chaste virgin. If any one of the three women stumbled on his clandestine affairs with the other two, his bright and hopeful academic future would be over. And the one girl he was especially wary of was currently shooting suspicious glances his way. Out of the three daughters, he knew he didn't have a chance in hell with Kurumi. The more he tried to keep out of her way, the more awkward he felt. Living with four gorgeous ladies should have been paradise, but the constant stress would give him an ulcer. Excuse me. She slammed her chopsticks down in frustration at his over-the-top charade of remaining nonchalant. You've got your summer class today, right? I'll make some lunch for you. Thanks. You'll be home same time as usual? Should I save you a place at the dinner table? Yep, same as always. I'll be back later tonight. Okay, such a sweet girl like you should be extra careful around mean little boys, hee-hee. She turned her suspicious glare onto her mom. Kurumi's gaze rested on her mom for a moment, as if searching for something before turning to Soko. What's wrong, Kurumi? Nothing. She snapped, instantly shutting down the conversation before turning angrily towards Sayako. Calm down, you've been in a foul mood all morning. I'm the same as always. She snapped brusquely before turning her steely eyes on Mamoru. The questioning look in her eyes shook him so badly that he almost dropped his bowl of rice, placing it awkwardly on the table. With a sigh of annoyance, she abruptly turned and began walking out of the room while still keeping an eye on Mamoru. Her feet were first out of the kitchen, followed by her butt, her shoulders, and then after a final lingering glance, her head. She didn't want to turn her back on him. That's the impression he got, at least. He gently set his chopsticks on the table in the awkward wake of her departure. Wow, she really hates me, huh? Mamoru asked anxiously, the lingering scent of Kurumi's perfume hanging in the air. That's not true. Mitsuko and Soko shook their head just as Sayako replied. She doesn't hate you. It's normal for girls like her to act standoffish around boys their own age. That's right. Besides, I know for a fact you're her type. That's one reason she acts so cranky. Among others. Ever heard the story of the fox and the sour grapes? It's one of Aesop's fairy tales, right? Yeah, that one. It's about a fox who finds some grapes that are just out of reach. He ultimately decides they must be sour and not worth his time. I don't understand what you're getting at, though. The three women exchange a glance and immediately burst into a fit of giggles at his dumbfounded question. She's brought quite a number of boyfriends to the house. And every single time they, how do I put this, end up falling for me or Soko or Mom. Don't. Don't get me wrong, having younger men crush on me is pretty sweet, but Kurumi only gets angrier each time it happens. I always turn them down, but it's not enough, I guess. They spoke in turn, each explaining the situation to Mamoru. Although he still didn't quite get it, he at least understood the use of the metaphor. So you're saying I'm the grapes and Kurumi-chan is the fox, right? It's exactly what I meant. Mitsuko nodded affirmatively. Mamoru wasn't surprised in the slightest that all of Kurumi's boyfriends got snatched away from her. Kurumi is a gorgeous girl, beautiful enough to take center stage in any idol group. But how could any boy around Mamoru's age not be smitten by her older sisters and mother, all exuding such refined sexual maturity? It's not that they're upstaging Kurumi. More like there's no way a young guy could resist their sophisticated charm. Someday she'll learn if she truly... If she truly loves someone, she shouldn't bring him home. That sounds weird. I just want her to meet the right guy. I agree with Sayako. I disagree, sis. If she truly loves someone, then she should bring him here as a test to make sure he's faithful to her. That's a good point, although you're making me feel guilty now. Soko chuckled to herself. You're as evil as ever, sis. She laughed at her own remark. Mamoru sat there, unsure what the joke was. I think she's turned into such an ice queen lately because you made such a charming first impression on her. Mitsuko cupped her hand close to her mouth and lowered her voice as if confiding in him. Do you really think so? Absolutely. After all, Mamoru-kun, you're a cute boy around the same age as her. It's only natural, you know. Maybe you're right. I agree with Mom. You really are a cutie. I think you hit the nail on the head. The more the three women talked, the more confused Mamoru became. Considering he slept with all three of them, perhaps it wasn't that weird for them to talk like this about Kurumi. Maybe. He resumed eating, finally feeling less tense. Mamoru-kun, isn't your food cold? Want me to reheat it for you? Oh, it's fine, actually. He picked up some pickles with his chopsticks and took a bite. If they're right, then perhaps I still have a chance of being friends with Kurumi-chan. He continued eating, trying to stay optimistic about the situation. They didn't have to be close friends. If they could at least spend some time together without a constant cloud of hostility hovering overhead, that'd be good enough. After all, he might be living here for another 4 years. And if she stayed grumpy for the entire time, it would be a very, very long 4 years. Is this really how I feel about her, though? He pondered the matter as he continued scarfing down his food. Over a period of 3 days, he'd been busy fucking Mitsuko, Soko, and then Sayako. Although he promised not to speak a word of what happened to anyone, there was no denying what they'd done. Out of the four women in the family, Kurumi-chan is the only one I haven't fucked yet. Honestly speaking, it wouldn't be too weird if it happened. In fact, a part of him hoped for just that eventuality. You gotta taste the grapes to know if they're sour or not. He surprised even himself with his ridiculous wish. To have such grandiose sexual fantasies when only a few days ago he couldn't even talk to a woman without stuttering. He swallowed the food in his mouth with a loud gulp. Okay, I'm off. His thoughts were interrupted by a glimpse of Kurumi cutting through the hallway. Her pigtails bounced lightly with each step, the hem of her skirt swirling lightly around her legs. All the women called out, "See you later," to the departing Kurumi, but Mamoru heard none of it. How did Kurumi's moans differ from her mom and sisters? How different was her pussy compared to them? What was sex like with her? A lewd image of Kurumi sitting in her usual place at the table but completely naked played through his mind. What the hell am I thinking? He scolded himself for such a dirty thought. If she knew what you were thinking, she'd be even more wary around you than she already is. He didn't think Kurumi suspected her siblings or mom of anything. She was far too busy with her studies for such inappropriate musings. Satisfied for the time being, he hurriedly finished his breakfast. You really do have a big appetite. I'm always mesmerized watching him chow down. Mamoru-kun, are you going for a run today? Yeah, I plan to. I gotta exercise every day to keep my metabolism up. Exercise was the best way to relax at times like this. When he was feeling anxious and stressed, a good, long, sweaty run was the best medicine. He'd go for a jog and then buckle down on his homework. Thanks for the food. He felt the weight of all three women watching him as he got up. Not understanding why they were focused on him so intently, he gave a polite nod before leaving the room. Sometime after his conversation with Kurumi at the breakfast table, he had finished his run and was scoping out the area around the university campus. He wandered around like a tourist, checking out the sights before finally returning home for lunch. Soko had left for work and Sayaka was out tutoring, leaving him to enjoy some time alone with Mitsuko. He hoped to share more than lunch with her, but unfortunately she was too busy with housework. His youthful horniness, fueled partially by post-workout exhaustion, made it difficult to study. If he could just clear his mind, he ended up at a nearby park in a desperate attempt to once again distract himself with exercise. Ugh, that felt great! He returned to the Soma household drenched in sweat, wanting nothing more than to hop into the shower. Although his less-filled fantasies weren't completely gone, he was exhausted enough that they were no longer distracting. I'm back! Feeling refreshed, he called out energetically. Welcome home, Momoro-kun. Mitsuko walked out from the kitchen. Wiping her hands on a small towel, it looked like she was preparing dinner. Well, Momoro-kun, you're a sweaty mess. Her eyes wide in surprise, she suddenly pulled him close, hugging him. Mitsuko-san. Oh gosh, I can't get enough. You smell heavenly, hee-hee. Her nostrils twist open and shut as she breathed in his musky scent. Come on, quit it. My clothes are all damp and sweaty. Don't worry about that. You're making my heart melt. Her eyes were half closed in pleasure as she hugged him, savoring his manly aroma. He felt her heavy, voluptuous breast pressed against him. The sweet scent of her soap and shampoo, coupled with the smell of food wafting from the kitchen, assaulted his senses. All his hard work in attempting to quell his pervy thoughts was for nothing. His cock stirred in his pants as he felt her soft, cool breast squish against his body. What I wouldn't give to manage those silky, smooth breasts. If he could just have sex, he knew it would be enough to banish his horny thoughts for a little while, at least. With his youthful libido urging him on, he was just about to hug her back when... Ugh, I can't do it. If Soko or Sayaka were to walk in here right now, or God forbid, Kurumi-chan... All his hopes and dreams resting on his promising academic future would instantly go up in flames. I want to lick every last drop of sweat from that delicious body of yours. He grabbed her shoulders with both hands, just as she tried to kiss his neck. Are you not in the mood? It's not that. I really want to, more than anything. What if someone sees us, though? Trying to remain calm. He gently tried to peel Mitsuko from his body. Alright, folks, as this goes into an H scene, obviously we'll be cutting you off, and that's for all sites. I'll get back with it later if you guys are even still interested, because we're going into another Mitsuko scene. I don't know, you know, if people want to see that, or they maybe want me to play something else. You know, just let me know, because we've played about three of the heroines that I actually like. I'm really not interested in Kurumi, but if people demand it, I guess I can show that. I don't know. I really don't want to. She's just too... not my thing, guys. Her pout of disappointment was too cute, but he couldn't cave in. He held firm to his decision, her face flushed with desire. It's only a little touching. You're just too cute to resist. And I'm going to go ahead and say with this... Hope you guys enjoyed it, and this will be the Grim Lord out, but I am continuing until we get to a scene. It turns me on too much. You're more attractive than you realize. You're such a sweet talker, Momoro-kun. It only makes me wetter, you know. The way she looked up at him, her glasses partially fogged with lust, was irresistibly sexy. However, he kept telling himself that they simply couldn't. Not right there. She giggled softly, as if able to hear his inner monologue. Why don't you hop in the bath? There's still time before dinner's ready. Okay, I don't want to sit down at the table stinking of sweat. It's a lovely aroma, though. He was about to reply, telling her she was wrong, when his confrontation with Kurumi earlier popped into his head. She said she had a summer class to attend, and he hadn't seen her since morning. There was still no sign of her, even though she could be back by now. He really had to watch his back extra hard around that girl. There's no one in the bathroom, right? I don't want to accidentally cause a situation and be labeled a pervert. Mitsuko grinned at his words and shook her head. Soko and Sayako aren't home yet. Kurumi hasn't come back yet either. I'm guessing she's out somewhere with her friends. In other words, don't worry. You have first dibs on the bath today. Oh, okay. That's a relief. Enjoy your bath and get squeaky clean. I'll leave a change of clothes for you when you get out. Thanks a lot. Well then, I'll be right back. Per his suggestion, he headed to the bathroom empty-handed. Wow, I really am covered in sweat. He couldn't believe Mitsuko had hugged him in this state. Was it love or lust? He still had a hard time differentiating between the two. At any rate, both my mind and body are exhausted. A nice hot bath is going to feel amazing right now. He hummed to himself as he removed his clothes, tossing them into the washing machine. Hmm? Glancing inside, he noticed a crumpled pair of women's underwear. He didn't know who they belonged to, but it was clear they weren't clean. Uh-oh. He tried to squash his growing arousal at the mere sight of the dirty panties. That sort of pervy thinking was off limits. Focus on getting clean, feeling refreshed, and then getting ready for dinner, he told himself. Is it really okay to throw my sweaty stuff in with her underwear? He vaguely remembered a book he read once called Don't Wash My Underwear with Daddy's Clothes. At the same time, he realized it didn't make sense to run a separate load of laundry just for his clothes. Be rational. It's a waste of water to wash my stuff separately. Besides, the laundry detergent is designed to make everything nice and clean. You're overthinking this. As he argued with himself to stop worrying, he stepped into the bathroom, sat down on the bath stool, and turned on the shower. It wouldn't be polite to hop into the bath covered in sweat. Once he was sparkling clean, he could relax in the bath to his heart's content. Getting his first bath of the day was a luxury, but it was only polite to consider the people who might want to use the bath after you. There's a chance that the ladies thought Momoro might slurp up the leftover bath water after everyone in the house was done. Not even the guys at his all-boys school did weird stuff like that. At the very least, he hoped Soma woman didn't see him as a gross jerk. La la la. He naturally began humming to himself as he basked under the lovely warm water. His off-tune, and yes it was, melody stirred up the steam in the room. It was the school song from his alma mater, so stinking with masculinity he almost felt like apologizing. What? What is that? Ah, the water feels so good. The Soma shower seemed like something out of a luxury hotel compared to his family's tiny, grungy bathtub. He could easily change the water flow and temperature to his heart's content. The bathtub itself was also surprisingly large. All five members of the household could theoretically fit at the same time, although that would never happen. As he enjoyed having the spacious bathroom all to himself, a thought suddenly sprang to mind. That's odd, they all used the same body soap. And yet Mitsuko, Soko, and Sayako all smelled completely different. Did they use different shampoo and conditioner, or was it their makeup? Speaking of which, I haven't noticed Kurumi-chan's smell at all. Perhaps her scent was more subdued due to her lack of cosmetics. As the thought idly crossed his mind, he groped around with his hand, trying to find the shampoo. Now where did that shampoo bottle go? Here, shampoo. A cute female voice spoke up as he felt the shampoo bottle nudge his arm. Oh, thanks. He took the bottle, squeezing a dollop of shampoo into his hand. The bathroom was filled with a sweet, flowery scent as he scrubbed the shampoo into his hair. The shampoo is so bubbly, I never realized shampoo like this ever existed. What? The stuff at the school hardly bubbles at all. They probably just use the hand soap from the cafeteria in the boys' bathrooms. Then they take all the soap scraps, blend them up, and then mix them together with commercial soap plus tons of water. Or at least that's what I've heard. Huh? His soapy hand suddenly froze. The sound of water gushing from the shower head echoed loudly in silence. What? What's going on, huh? He cried out in surprise, unable to see with his eyes covered in soapy suds. The sweet voice he heard was definitely Kurumi's. When did you get here? I thought I was first to take a bath. He realized how stupid he sounded before he finished speaking. There's no way Kurumi would ever get in the bath at the same time as him. If the underwear and the washing machine belonged to Kurumi, then there was only one explanation. She had entered the bathtub first. He replayed his conversation with Mitsuko in his head. Perhaps his exhaustion at the time had muddled his brain and he had understood what she said. You're a real dumbass, you know that? I thought you were trying to act all pervy, but then you started humming and washing your hair, completely oblivious. I'm sorry, I'll get right out. Or I'll get out right now, whatever. He had to escape. Oh no! He tried to wash the remaining shampoo out of his hair as quickly as possible. Unable to see and frantically searching for the water faucet, he grabbed the temperature handle by mistake. Ah, gurgle, I can't see. Gurgle, glub, ah! Trying desperately to see, he was rewarded with a glob of shampoo right in the eye. Overcome by pain, he was unable to see or understand what was happening. This was the literal embodiment of hell. For the love of God, stop flailing around! With his eyes shut tight, he felt the water temperature change as Kurumi moved around him to turn the tap. I'm sorry! I'm really sorry! I didn't mean to walk in on you! Please believe me! He bowed low to the ground, his eyes still shut and shampoo dripping down his face. He knew he would be out on the street before nightfall. Overwhelmed with fear, he was completely unprepared for the answer she gave him. Look, I don't care. I'm already here, so just relax and enjoy your shower. She seemed less angry than usual. Her usual sharp tone was replaced with more boredom. You mean, it's okay if I finish my shower? He asked while rinsing the shampoo out of his hair, but she didn't answer. He heard the sound of Kurumi stepping back into the bath. No way! Nope. Taking a bath together at our age? Quit being weird. I told you it's fine, didn't I? Besides, you didn't see anything before, and you won't see anything now. I guess so. I'd rather you wash the soap out of your eyes than splash scalding hot water everywhere or slip and get hurt. I'm sorry, this is my fault for not paying attention, but you have no right to tell me off. The moment that the words passed his lips, he heard a loud splash and was suddenly doused in bathtub water. I said, it's fine. Rinse your hair. I'm getting out soon anyway. This time, she sounded clearly pissed off. Mamoru obediently continued washing his hair. Maybe everyone's right, and she really doesn't hate me after all. He thought to himself as he heard her splashing quietly in the bathtub. She's probably just annoyed by how excessively jumpy and apologetic I am. He still wasn't used to interacting with women, even someone like Mitsuko, who was the same age as his mom. Gorgeous girls his own age always seemed like some sort of urban legend or fantasy. On top of that, dealing with Kurumi made him feel like he was poking at a tiger with a stick, since she was always on the verge of snapping. Still, I really managed to dig myself in deep this time. Sharing a bath with Kurumi, who distrusted him with every fiber of her being, would definitely affect their future relationship one way or another. She was far more amicable than usual, but he couldn't shake the feeling of being locked in a room with a bomb that might explode at any moment. He had to prove to her he wasn't the bad guy she thought he was. He turned his back on her, thus making it impossible for him to even accidentally steal a peek at her body, and resume washing himself. In silence, of course. The only sound in the room was the spray from the showerhead and the occasional splash from the bathtub. He rinsed the soap suds from his body as he tried to remain calm and collected. Hey, you! He heard Kurumi call him from over his shoulder. Yes? You fucked my mom and my sisters, haven't you? Dun, dun, duh! What are you talking about? He couldn't keep his voice from cracking in surprise at her unexpected accusation. I'm just asking if you slept with them. There was absolutely no way he could answer her honestly. There was no way he could come up with a believable sounding lie either. Flustered and cringing inwardly, he heard her quietly step out of the tub. He felt the heat from her naked body right behind him. He quickly tried to cover his dick, which was beginning to get hard at the simple realization he was naked with a girl his own age. Her soft voice tickled his ear. It was a playful chuckle he'd never heard before, neither angry nor bored. That's what I thought. Those sluts would eat a cute, innocent boy like you right up. He realized the spite in her words wasn't directed at him. Slut seems kind of harsh. After all, they are your family. The past few days were played through his mind as he spoke. 3 days ago, Mitsuko, abandoned by her husband, had sought him out. 2 days ago, Soko had fucked him countless times while sloppy drunk. And then yesterday, Sayako had seduced him under the pretense of helping him study. his mind recalled each sexual escapade in vivid detail. Each time he had been unable to fight his animalistic urges. It had been sex for the sole purpose of pleasure alone, no strings attached. Perhaps most people would see women like that, so open about their sexual needs, as sluts. Are they really sluts, though? Being used as a play toy by sexually confident women, Monroe had experienced such orgasmically exquisite pleasure over the past few days. There's no man alive who would be turned off by any of that. As he hesitated, his mind turned back to the sordid affairs he carried out with each woman. Realizing Kurumi was right next to him, completely naked, he suddenly picked up a sweet scent in the room that stood out from his own. Kurumi-chan's smell is so different compared to the others. Four unique aromas, just as he stumbled upon this stunning revelation. He had to distract himself from fantasizing about Kurumi. What's wrong? Are you hard? Her mocking tone of voice seemed way too close.
あら、お味噌汁少ししよっか。